butter and jelly.
Greetings, Afro Posse.
Sure,
and buckle up for the sex. It's the Afro Hope Nothing Podcast
with your host
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Yeah,
and we're drinking scotch.
We are. That's what I've heard.
What kind? What kind you got there?
Yeah, what kind, Salsa?
you just threw the box on the floor. You know.
Defense.
What are we drinking?
It's Highland Park Full Volume.
Cool.
Single malt.
Is it?
Scotch whiskey. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, see? Now, was that so hard?
I don't know. Oh, God.
It is right now.
That's the joke I was trying to avoid. God damn it. Fuck.
Yes. It was the joke she was trying to avoid.
Yeah.
I hate you both.
Huh.
Mm. Oh. Oh, that's lovely.
Mm. It's also gone, so.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. You know,
this is good content.
Mm. When I'm sitting around a fire and then 3 days later I pick up that hoodie and I think, this hoodie smells awesome. This flavor. This particular kind
of
smokiness.
Do you mean we're sipping your hoodie right now?
Maybe.
Because that feels gross.
It is.
Like, how muddy is this hoodie?
Mmm.
What else have you been doing with this hoodie?
Right. That was the other question.
The other list is much shorter.
Is this hoodie your substitute Van Halen t-shirt?
Oh, no.
Take it off. You're going to curse the band.
Oh, no.
Good. All right.
All right. Well, Salsa, what have you been up to?
Oh, not much.
No?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
All right. Huh.
Not a whole lot. I certainly haven't been working. Because I don't have one of those.
You don't have a work?
Nope.
You don't have a working?
Nope.
Oh.
You saw the doctor about it there.
Nope. I was reorganized on Tuesday.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like a cabinet.
Yes.
Like a cabinet that you pass in the alleyway, yes.
Yes.
Mm.
If by that you mean one of the shelves gets thrown into the trash can, yes.
Oh.
So, yeah, I spent the rest of Tuesday playing video games and drinking.
Yeah?
A noble pursuit.
I bet you did.
Yes, indeed. And that was, like, I had the box to get my computer repaired, and I had to mail that in. And I was like, I'm going to hold on to this computer for a few more days. So I've got a feeling I'm going to need it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I spent a couple days playing video games and feeling sorry for myself.
Uh-huh.
And then I started looking for jobs.
Yeah.
Doing that. All that fun. Nobody wants to hear this bullshit because it's all the same shit. It's here. Let's upload your resume, and then we're also going to have you fill out a form because the resume is not good enough, apparently. And why do you need the fucking resume? I don't
even know before
anymore.
There was AI. God damn.
It's all such a faff, and it's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like it baffles me that we haven't figured out a way to streamline this shit.
Mm. Oh.
Like, there are people getting hired and fired every fucking day.
Yeah.
And we still can't figure out how to make this not awful.
We have a box that you can type into that makes a movie for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you are going to type your resume 3 times for the same employer.
God.
It's
and then upload your resume so that they can read it.
Yeah.
And
then
yeah.
Here's a cover letter for some fucking reason.
And I don't know.
I honestly don't know if anybody... Oh, they're always like, yeah, put in a cover letter because that helps you get seen.
Dear Sir and or Madam.
And it's like every single fucking cover letter basically says, I desperately want to work here because your values are my values and that I definitely see myself, you know, working for this company and being a great asset. And it's all bullshit.
Where do you see yourself in 3 years? What's your job title?
Yeah. Like, seriously, it is.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're honest, to have a paycheck, why the fuck else would I be doing this?
Yes.
Then that's
I live in a dystopian hellscape.
Yeah, and no, you have to give them like a fucking hand job verbally in order to get the job.
Oh,
and verbal then, hand job is the name of my next album.
That's real good.
And it's all platitudes that nobody fucking believes. Yeah. The hiring person certainly doesn't fucking believe
it. No.
I've done interviews before for people like as hiring and like they're like, yeah, and you're just like, oh, that's great, and they walk away and you're like, you just want a paycheck, because everybody, that's all
right,
that's all anybody fucking wants.
100%.
So
I think it is an essential test of how much corporate bullshit you're willing to swallow in order to collect that paycheck.
Basically, yeah.
Hi, you just described my job.
Yeah.
It's so fucking awful.
Yeah.
I was reading something also today about performance reviews that was just like, you know how I'm doing. Uh-huh. You know.
Uh-huh.
You're my boss.
Yeah, it's the American
you
taxes
gave me,
of the employment
You gave
world.
Me the tasks to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I did.
Uh-huh.
You know what special projects I've been in. Because you gave me those special projects. Mm-hmm. Why are we doing this? Like, ugh.
That's not actually the case for my job.
Well, mileage may vary.
But, yeah, I'm sure. For the vast majority of the population, you are correct.
Yeah.
I just have three bosses, so, like...
Mm-hmm. Three bosses?
Yeah.
Three bosses.
Three bosses, well... Huh. Three bosses.
So if I fuck up, I've got three people telling me.
Yep.
Oh my god. Have you just been watching that movie End to End, Groundhog Day?
That movie's been my life for the past week. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. So yeah, that's the big news, I guess, you could say. Mm-hmm. So I tried to use my time wisely, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used that laptop for a few days, like I said, for video gaming and stuff like that. And then I sent it off to get repaired. So my laptop is being repaired. So I'm using the old one right now for all of the things for job searching and everything like that. I certainly can't play video games on this. So, like, no gaming for me for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get some stuff done around the house.
I was going to say, do you have a Switch?
Oh,
I do, as a matter of fact, have a Switch.
Eh?
Oh, you've got a Switch Lite, haven't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
So, I've been
reading. That's what I'm here for.
I already read a couple books.
On the Switch?
No, not on the Switch.
Oh.
And I built a rain barrel today.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what my today was.
That's cool, though.
I built a rain barrel. Well,
it's a barrel that sits outside and goes, I gotta watch Wapner.
No.
Oh.
No. Bad joke.
Okay.
That one was...
No.
Huh. Yeah.
Correct.
Yep. That was not...
I almost saw on this one in particular.
Scratch that one from your repertoire.
He's not going to remember.
Who?
What's a repertoire?
Huh?
Oh.
Huh? It's like a patois, but again.
That's a metaphor.
I was foisted by that earlier.
Hoisted?
Huh?
Hoisted.
Moisted.
You're hoisted by, you're not foisted by your... Did you think it was foisted by your petard?
No,
okay,
I did
good.
Not.
Thank God. You had me going for a second.
No, because I keep making the joke about being foisted by your own Picard, which is a different...
Okay, thing. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were... Just,
you,
I thought
we almost got some emotion out of salsa.
I It's a rarity.
Jesus.
But it does occasionally happen.
I saw him start to feel something. It was anger.
This would be the second time tonight that me just being just indifferently stupid has hurt him deeply.
No, so we got one rain barrel.
Okay.
Good. On the back of the house. That's just elevated up on like a couple of bricks.
Sure.
Just big enough basically to get a watering can under. Mm. But this other one we wanted on the other corner of the house near the berry patch. And we wanted it up higher so that we could attach a hose to it and have it be gravity.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
As opposed to a watering can. So I had to build a stand for the rain barrel, in addition to converting a barrel into a rain barrel.
Sure. How do you convert a barrel into a rain barrel?
So there are kits you can get.
Okay.
And basically you get like a big plastic food grade drum.
Okay.
That's used for like shipping olive oil or something
sure.
like that.
Lube. Okay.
There are conversion kits that you can get. Basically, like, you drill holes in the side and put in a spigot and more holes on the top for loading and things like that.
Like a filter or, like, a screen.
Yeah, like, I guess I don't even really know what a rain barrel does.
It just collects rainwater.
Yeah.
And then there's a spigot so that you can empty it?
Yeah.
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 Usefully, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like one of those really giant lemonade jugs.
Kind of.
Okay.
Except bigger.
And
well,
not for
that's
lemonade.
Why they're really giant.
Yeah, sure.
And, yeah.
So, yeah, it's a 55-gallon drum.
Basically. With a spigot.
Yeah, it's just a water reservoir. That way you can water your gardens with rainwater as opposed to using municipal.
I'm just trying to, like, picture it, you know.
So, big fucking butt.
Big fucking butt.
But yes. Well, that would be two barrels. So I have that, but like
smoking
I said, we wanted
barrels.
To build a platform to put it on so it was elevated, you know, so it had some gravity fade on it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know how heavy a 55-gallon drum full of water is.
Yes.
I could do the formula real quick.
The answer is a lot.
Yeah.
And so when you build a platform for that, it needs to be
sturdy,
not just thrown together.
Right.
You need to engineer it. So that's what I spent today doing is actually engineering and building a.
Let me tell you about a door I built once.
Oh my god! Fuck you.
Was it a slightly elevated flat piece of wood?
There was ramp involved.
Yeah, there was going to be. Yeah.
It was rampant. That's for sure.
Okay. Okay, so 1 gallon of fresh water is 8.34 pounds.
Mm-hmm. So, 55.
I didn't realize she was doing that. I could have told you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's like 400 and some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said I was going to.
Oh, I didn't realize you were actually going to. Yeah, it's like 425 or somewhere in that
general. 458.7.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So
now I feel better.
Pretty fucking heavy. You don't want to just slap something together. I built that. It's fucking solid as a fucking rock. And put the rain barrel on top of it.
Could have used a rock. They're solid as a rock.
Tapped into...
I don't understand.
Tapped into the downspout, got everything set up, and it's ready to go.
Nice.
Just in time for the snow tomorrow.
I'm so angry about the snow. I am pissed.
That's Salsa's second favorite thing about it.
It might be his first favorite thing about it.
It's growing up there.
God damn it. I am very happy for you, Salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Dick.
That was
good work.
That was kind of what I and I already do have, like, I'm talking to a recruiter on tomorrow. Because, like, I was reorganized. I wasn't, like, fired for cause or anything like that.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, in my exit interview, I was like, instead of being let go, is there a way I can just have another job. You know what I mean? And they were like, well, there's nothing in your record that says you can't be rehired. Like, you're good.
Okay. Yet.
So, like,
it depends on how this exit interview goes.
So, like, by the time, like, when that meeting got done, I was already messaging HR, sending and being like, hey, what do you got?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So, I'm going to be.
The toilets on the third floor aren't clean.
What?
How do you know that?
How do you know that?
As if it were you offering to clean their toilets.
Oh, but I wouldn't know that. Because I don't pay attention to those things.
He's too busy talking.
Seriously. It's like he doesn't know me.
God damn it.
But
how do I stay sane?
So, yeah. So I'm going to be talking to them on Tuesday, seeing if there's a place for me to shift into at that company. Because, honestly, if I can keep working there, they wouldn't have to, like, onboard me or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, that
save your same email.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. I would love it if they had to rehire him and he got
a different email.
Yeah. His email, but with a two
with
after
a two,
it.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, the problem with being a Jennifer Young.
Yeah.
Like, I was 33 or something when I was hired 11 years ago.
Yeah.
I have to assume there's 400 some Jay Youngs.
So, and we'll see what comes out of it. And I've applied to a bunch of other places, and we'll see where things fall out. And hopefully something falls soon. Yeah. I did get a severance, so I'm not, like, destitute this minute.
Right.
But
also,
we were a little bit panicky because my vasectomy is the end of April.
Oh,
and
shit.
Insurance.
Right.
That is important.
When does my insurance exactly end?
Yeah.
They were like, as soon as this meeting is done, we are cutting everything off.
Oh, you don't even have to go
through the second. Yeah.
Damn it.
Fucking.
I missed it.
You really did.
I fucking missed it.
Oh, thank God they didn't.
Damn it. On Tuesday, they were like, yeah, as soon as this meeting is over, all of your access to everything is getting cut off, which is amusing. Fair. Because just today I looked on my phone and I was like, oh, my Slack is still on here. And I opened it up and I still had access.
You're like, hey, save that sandwich, will you?
It was just like, oh. Well, I mean, it's not as bad as a friend of ours who used to work at the company we all worked for together.
Mm-hmm.
He left the company, and then 3 months later, he submitted a JIRA ticket saying, hey, I left 3 months ago.
You should
turn off
my
access to this.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Jesus Christ.
So. Yeah, no, that there's a certain kind of flex there. So I've got a little bit of wiggle room before I'm panicky. But I remember where I was going. So even though, like, they cut off my access to everything on that date, I was still technically employed until April 1st.
That makes a vast difference.
And my insurance ends the end of the month on the date of your last day. So because my last date is technically tomorrow or
Wednesday,
Wednesday. Then I will have it until April 30th.
Yes.
Yeah. 30
That's
days.
That's how time works. Yep.
Half Feb-tober.
Yes.
January
and since
sober.
my vasectomy is the, like, 23rd or something.
Oh,
like,
wow.
That. Yeah.
Damn.
Cutting it close. I know, right?
Oh, God damn it.
So that can still happen, thankfully.
It is shaved,
oh,
but I can't
God.
Go back to that salon. yeah.
It does suck. It does. What would make it even better is if I do get rehired by this company.
Mm-hmm.
because that would make the second time in a row that I returned to a company and they started paying me while they were still paying my severance.
That
would be beautiful.
That would be beautiful. I love that for you.
Yeah.
I hope so.
We can only hope.
Yeah. Yeah, fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. About the rest of you.
So you guys remember last Monday when I said, hey, I won a thing?
Yes.
Hey, guys, I won a thing.
Oh, Jesus.
You won the sandbox?
I won the Fantastic Voyage Improv's March to the Stage 2026. I did.
I would like to say for the record that I logged into Facebook to vote for you.
Aw, so you're so nice. Welcome. That's actually a big deal. Thank you, Salsa. It was one of those things. When I left in the morning to go do this rally you probably didn't hear of.
A little rally of which you've probably never heard.
Probably never heard of it. When I left, my competitor was leading, and I was just like, oh, God, I'm going to lose this, and that's going to suck, and I'm going to be bummed about it. And then I logged in later because I had zero phone access at the rally. And then, yeah, I logged back in later and I was like, ooh, the people, they like me.
They really like me.
I did in fact win.
Congratulations.
My favorite part about this is that Duck Washington did not.
or even come in second.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't make the top four this year. I beat the person that beat him.
A little vindication.
Curtsy. and it comes with prizes.
Oh, does it?
Wow. I get a gift card to a brewery.
Well.
Yep.
Some of them make ciders and seltzers.
Not the one I'm getting the gift card
THC
to.
THC seltzer.
I can get some nice kombucha.
So nothing good.
Yeah, I like kombucha. So there's the gift card. I get four tickets to see Fantastic Voyage. Then...
Wow, how did they swing those?
I don't know. They have an in with some guy.
Oh, clearly.
But then I also get to... I get to play some improv games with them, on stage.
Fantastic.
For real.
But, like, yeah.
So, as opposed to just because we're in charge of the event.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I earned my space there this year.
Legitimately, you earned that other one also. No. And
that's correct. So I'm very excited for that. I won... one thing on one Sunday and one thing on another Sunday, or it was announced on Sunday, I guess.
Any given Sunday.
So we'll see what I win next Sunday. Maybe it'll be sleep. That would be nice.
My undying admiration.
Oh, now I'll give it back.
Too late.
Can't be returned.
It's yours forever.
Gross. Oh.
It was on layaway for so long.
Yuck. Ooh.
At Kmart.
Non-refundable.
The last Kmart in existence.
So a thing today I'm so angry when Walmart doesn't have what I want, because then I have to go home and change out of my PJs and go to Target.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So I did that. I went to this rally. It was me and about... I want to say 200,000 of my closest friends.
Even probably a few of your enemies.
Yeah, probably.
And everybody in between.
I mean, you were close to the Capitol.
So I did the No Kings 3. I marched from a nearby location. And by marched, I mean slowly moseyed. Because that's how these things actually work. I met up with some of my friends, some boothies, some boothie buddies. There were about eight of us, I think, and we all just kind of walked over together. And
it's wonderful.
We hung out together and didn't get to see much together. It was great. Mm-hmm. Chatted. Everybody brought snacks, so we're like just eating beef jerky and watching the screen. I think my personal favorite thing was that so Bruce Springsteen was there.
Yeah.
And he did Streets of Minneapolis, of course, even though we were in St. Paul.
Sure.
Because that's where they put the Capitol.
For some reason.
Just for whatever. You know, the crowd was really excited for him. Mm-hmm. And then, like, an hour later, like, there was a bunch of people that talked in between. And then an hour later, Bernie Sanders got on stage.
Holy shit.
And it was like teenagers throwing panties. It was insane, the response that Sanders got. It was just, oh my God. And he fucking, oh, he was so motivational. I was like, oh, am I feeling, is this hope? Is that what this feeling is?
It's my stone cold heart warming slightly.
Yeah.
Oh. Bruce Springsteen's over there like, someday. Someday.
Like, and he got a great response, but it wasn't a Bernie Sanders response.
If he's the boss, Bernie Sanders is the CEO, is that?
So, yeah, I did that.
Bernie Sanders is the janitor that brings your cookies.
I would cheer much louder for that guy. Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely, yeah. But, yeah, then afterwards, I ended up, part of the group was Robaba and his hot wife.
Uh-huh.
And so I walked back towards their car with them, and they were like, you know, Moscow on the Hill is right there, and we've never been. And I was like, children.
Oh, my God.
We are taking a detour. Oh,
you got to take them there for their first...
I did.
You popped their Russian cherries.
Oh. And we got a vodka flight.
Yes, you did.
Which one? Oh, my God.
Well, we went with the Moscow one.
Okay.
Because that, you know, it's six of them. And,
sure. They have like four different flights. So.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
But that way, like, it just seemed the best introduction. You know?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I got a flight. I got some tongue.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it is. Yavik?
What did you order?
God damn it, James. I hate you.
The tongue, James. Pay attention. Jesus Christ.
Oh. I didn't know that they serve French dishes.
it was very tasty.
Oh, yeah.
My food licked me back. It was so good. And we had a lovely time. We were out on the patio, and it was chilly. It was cold, but not hard cold.
Yeah.
It was a soft cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A non-windy cold.
Yeah.
I mean that.
And, like, we had done so much walking that, like, mm-hmm. when we first mm-hmm. sat down, mm-hmm. I was just, like, taking off my coat, taking off my other coat.
Also, after that much vodka, you're pretty... Oh,
yeah, I was a little toasty. And it was just a delightful time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're delightful folks.
Yeah. We had lovely conversation.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, good food, good friends, good conversation. Just great. And then Sunday, I got to take my nephew... my eldest nephew, I think.
My child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I see.
We went out to Nico's
uh-huh.
for uh-huh. tacos and mojitos. And that was lovely.
Uh-huh.
And then we walked the block over to the Phoenix Theater to see Blackout Improv. And he had never seen Blackout Improv before. Mm. So it was a really good time.
Yeah.
Blackout was doing an awards ceremony because it's awards season. So all of their improv suggestions were award-based type stuff, and it was very fun. And then at the end, the director surprised the entire cast with their own individual awards.
Oh, that's so nice.
It was very sweet.
Yeah.
Duck got the Naked Award. because sometimes when he decides he needs to heighten a scene, he'll just take off his shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he got the award and then took off his shirt.
I know some people like that.
Because he is a consummate professional.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was just a lovely time hanging out and chatting and shooting the breeze and eating good food and seeing a good show. And man, my entire weekend was just good food, good friends, good conversation, good theatric. Like, it was lovely. That's it was wonderful. A lovely weekend.
How do you manage?
It's hard.
It's a hard life in the British gentle association.
Yes. Yeah, so quite. All of that, and then I won a thing, too. And, like, yeah, my life, it's pretty good right now. Yeah. I did work out today. I did a new workout.
So not all great.
Yeah, my body. Well, the weekend was great, but I worked out today, which
were
is a Monday.
Were you wearing your new pants?
I was not wearing my new pants. Okay. But
she
was
naked.
From the waist down.
Yeah.
She was Winnie the Pooing it.
Yeah.
Blonde Donald Duck.
We shouldn't talk about my poo. So,
why not? We've talked about so many other parts of your body.
That's true.
suddenly we're going to stop at poo? Yeah. Really?
I actually, ever since the surgery, my poo has been way more consistent than it normally had been.
I'm glad.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, like there was pressure against everything. And
yeah.
So, yeah. So, internet, I do have regular and consistent bowel movements of an appropriate consistency. Mm-hmm. So, there you go.
But they do not whinny.
They do not whinny.
Mine kind of do.
I'm not surprised by that. Oh. But yeah, I did a new workout thing today, and I am very mad at myself. I hate me. I'm an asshole. And I'm gonna be so swole.
Yeah.
The end.
Excellent.
What about you, James?
I also worked out today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to share my workout?
Yeah, I was on the treadmill for a half an hour, and then I lifted some things.
I'm so sorry.
And it was fine. It camaraderie. It's it's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I had a good time at the gym this morning. This weekend was a weekend where I figured that I was going to get a lot more done at home than I did. I got a lot of stuff done. Nothing from my own list.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, and Friday for me was, I had taken Thursday off in order to spend it with my partner, Rachel. Uh-huh. And we had just like a really super awesome day together. And then Friday coming back from my day off, I was like, okay, well, I've got a day to kind of, you know, get everything stabilized and finish up my work for the week. And then, nope. It turns out that somebody in a far distant country was having difficulty with a project that one of my coworkers is the lead for, but that coworker had been gone all week, not back until today.
I see.
So I was on an 8-hour call.
Oh, no.
To a place 7 hours ahead of us.
Oh, no.
Reinstalling somebody's windows, which was not the bulk of the call. That was less than half of the call. That was just the first 3 hours.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. It turns out you can't install updates on a computer that has 2 gigs of space.
Aww.
Free. There's so much happened.
How much porn had they downloaded?
Very little. Shockingly little. Yeah. Mm. But
did they not know where to find it?
I ended up
got a thumb drive for them if they, you know.
If I could have gotten them a thumb drive of anything, it would have been a thumb drive of Windows. Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, super nice person. I got a really lovely email from her after, you know, saying thank you and that it was really nice working with me and everything like that. And
the
other seven people we had on that 8-hour call were also very complimentary.
Oh, my God.
But that was, like, it was a good call. We got stuff done. It was a slog, though, because it was 8 hours of troubleshooting, and that's never going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we had a good call, wrapped up my Friday. My boss actually sent me a message after we hung up and was like, leave. You can leave now. You don't have to. You've done so much today. You don't need to do anything else. Do whatever it takes to get to, like, right. Shut your laptop, and everything else can wait till Monday.
Yep.
Absolutely everything else can wait till Monday. But got a glowing email from my boss about it,
nice.
Which was really nice.
Oh, that's lovely.
Are
they hiring?
If they were, I would already have told you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was busy all Friday, and it meant that because I was going to go talk to someone, a recruiter that was catching up with me and just asking how things were going. And after I got done with work, I looked at my email from the day. I had taken like 15, 20 minutes to like pour whatever leftovers were in the fridge into a funnel in my mouth.
Right.
Basically. And I checked my email after. And there was an email from this recruiter guy that was like, hey, I'm at the counter. Just whenever you get here.
Oh, no.
Because we were doing an in-person meeting at Mickey's Dining Car.
Oh, no.
And I had to send a follow-up email and be like,
I am so sorry.
Hey, here's what happened. Starting at 7:30 a.m., I was ambushed with an emergency work thing that did not stop.
So how is work going for you then?
Honestly, great.
Did that form your recruiter though? Like,
oh yeah, yeah. So I'm, you know, rescheduling that because it is nice to keep your options open.
Yeah.
Just you know, maybe.
That's fair.
But I kind of had that weekend also. Like, it was sort of the same this weekend. I had many plans for a lot of work to get done, I got surprisingly little of my own stuff done, and just everything was, you know, something else that somebody needed, which is great. I'm glad that I could be useful. I got to help a mutual friend of the podcast move the heavy things from their apartment. I got to put up an outdoor pavilion. All kinds of stuff. Just things and things. But just having a regular work day today was kind of nice. Like, it's good to have a change up now and again.
Sure.
An 8-hour call is a lot.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. But, we had friends over yesterday. I am trying to dial in how much food to get for how many people, because ordinarily I would weigh over food.
Better than underfooding.
A group of people.
Right.
And I feel like the last two or three times that I've fed a large group of people that I have had maybe not enough. And so I've got to dial that in. For four people, I ordered a large pizza. We all got two slices and a couple of little bread things. And I feel like I should also have gotten
breadsticks?
Something else.
Yeah.
Something.
Just something.
Something, yeah.
Just something.
Just a little something, something.
A little something,
right.
Something.
But, like, people...
A soupçon of something.
Yeah.
I'll sue your soul.
Don't. You don't know where it's been. Oh.
That's why I'm suing it.
Yeah. Susan. She's one of my favorite actresses.
Ooh, nice.
Susan Summers.
Wow. Oh. I am mad at you right now. I need you to know.
Yeah, fair.
I'm about to win a third award, and it's that trophy again.
Up against your skull.
So, yeah, I have tiny car back from the tiny car vet, I think I said last week. And I've been really enjoying driving recently. Yeah, especially like being able to have the windows down and that kind of stuff, which changes tomorrow, I've heard.
Sure.
Yep. I do need to get the air conditioner charged up in my car. Because, boy, howdy, did I need it yesterday.
Yeah.
I had an arm out the window for every drive today because it was just like high 60s, low 70s. So
I can't do open window if I get up to highway speeds.
Oh.
I just can't. I fucking hate it.
Because it's too loud?
It's or too loud.
I don't like the wind in my face.
I don't mind the wind in my face. Driving, I don't like the hair in my face.
The hair whips around. I don't like that. The wind, everything. Just everything. I don't enjoy it. At city speeds, I'm fine.
Yeah.
With the windows down, but like get out on you know, once you hit 45 or so, it's like, all right, cool, windows shut.
Yeah. I don't like them down at all. I like when if I need air circulation in my car, I'll open the passenger one. Mm-hmm. And I'll crack the one behind me because that way you don't get the
cross drag,
and it pulls the fart directly out.
Yeah,
exactly. But mostly it prevents that weird pulsing pressure thing.
The drum, yeah. Yep.
But yeah, my window always stays closed. I do not like the air in my face. It's also the whole like I always have a sheet over me when I'm sleeping.
I have started putting a folded blanket under my pillow so that when I'm sleeping on my side and I have an arm under my pillow, I can tuck that arm in so it's not just dangling loose and free in the open air.
I don't understand how your arm would be loose and free.
So it's between the pillow and the mattress.
Some of it. Some of my arm is between the pillow and the mattress.
I'm not going to explore this any further.
I am confused, but I'm okay with that.
My arm is two pillows long.
I said I wasn't exploring this anymore, James.
You could get bigger pillows.
I could. But honestly, we like different pillows. And,
my wife's pillows are big enough.
Your wife does have lovely pillows.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Should we take a break?
Sure, let's do that.
Need one, yeah. Sounds like.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey.
Did you just try to amplify a bad joke by fonzing at us?
Yes.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
I did.
she
I got a reaction out of you.
Yeah.
Reaction doesn't mean good.
Oh, see, I just spent a month like trying to get reactions out of people on the internet, and it really didn't matter what kind of react it was. It was.
This is why you're not a better comedian.
I'm not a better comedian because I don't care.
Smacks of effort, Salsa.
It really does.
Smacks.
The cereal?
Yeah.
That was never my favorite cereal.
You didn't like... Oh, really? It's honey. It's honey.
It's okay.
It's just honey and cereal. That's perfect.
What's the difference between Smacks and Corn Pops again?
Corn Pops are have bigger kernels and are fluffier, and they're frosted instead of honeyed.
Honeyed, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
They always like felt very honeyed to me.
Yeah,
so.
it's a sugar glaze on the outside. A lot like Kix or...
Kix doesn't have a sugar glaze.
Doesn't it?
No.
No.
I thought that it had a light sugar glaze. Huh.
Wait, I mean, Kix? Yes, Kix. No, Kix does. You're thinking Chex.
Chex does not.
Chex does not. Kix does.
No,
on isn't one side.
Kix the little round balls?
They are.
No, Kix are like they look like Chex. Or no, those are what are those ones? Kix, no, Kix are the little round
the yellow little
balls.
Round yellow balls.
They are not.
Yeah.
They are not sugary.
Oh, I thought they were.
No.
Huh.
No, they may have sugar in them, but they're not coated.
What
in
are the
sugar
ones like Chex, but they're octagonal as opposed to
Crispix?
Crispix, yes, those
there
have a sugared.
One side.
I always
is sugared.
Thought they were. Well, I knew that you could buy them with like a powder sugar coating on them at some point, but I don't like frosted.
Interesting.
But I didn't remember that
I
they
like
were
Crispix. They're very
ever.
Good.
Maybe I may be misremembering my Crispix.
I also this is memory from 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And they try a lot of different cereals for like 3 months.
And I'm just like, I'm a Honey Nut Cheerios gal. What?
Yeah?
I
that like is a honey cereal.
Honey Bunches of Oats with almond.
Hmm.
I can see that.
Nut and honey.
Also, I told you not to call me that at work.
Those ads were really good. Yeah.
I had to ask my mom what that meant as a kid. I was like, what does he mean? But why is he saying that? She'd be like, oh, okay, I need to.
Well.
Hmm.
See, when a man loves a cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When a man loves a cereal.
Would that make him a cereal monogamist?
Oh, and we're back. I'm Salsa.
James.
And I'm Jenna.
Fuck. Oh, good. All right.
Dear listeners, we were just reminiscing about cereal from our childhoods.
Yeah.
Go to Discord, write in, tell us what your favorite cereals were from growing up.
Mm-hmm.
As you can probably imagine, we had very different tastes growing up.
Yeah.
And we'd like to find out which one of you liked the good cereals and which one of you ate all the sugary shit.
And which one of you liked Crispix.
Yeah, the good stuff.
I do have a charming story about Crispix. But also, I had eaten the like Weetabix style bale of cereal.
We called it hay bales.
Hay bales? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there was a TV show where somebody thought that they were getting like the mini wheats. And went and poured it out, and it was just like one thunk.
Yeah.
A giant fucking chunk of cereal.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, that's
bale.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We had bale growing up all the time.
Yep.
We did not. We had.
It's a great day for hay.
We had like generic giant bags of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
I do love the giant bag of cereal.
With the generic names like Toastios.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I ate so many Toastios.
Pirate Loops.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marshmallow Treasures. No, it's Marshmallow Mateys.
Choco Balls.
Choco Balls.
Yep. Dino Bites.
Yep.
And Fruity Dino Bites.
Yep.
Yes.
All of the generics.
Yeah, but it was mostly Toastios is the ones that we had, which is fine because I liked them.
We mostly had like Cheerios, or we would occasionally get like Chex as a treat. But yeah, it was usually grape nuts or Cheerios or like Bale when I was younger.
Yeah. Grape
then
nuts.
They stopped making it around the time I was like 10 or so.
Grape nuts was the thing. Yep. I could sometimes request Raisin Bran. I was very into Raisin Bran.
Oh, my parents liked that because it was naturally you know, sweetened.
Occasionally Cheerios, but not Honey Nut Cheerios. And then on like for our birthday, the shopping trip closest to our birthday, we could pick out one like glue your eye shut with sugar.
Mm. Easter.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Because growing up, we did the find your basket on Easter morning.
Sure. Yeah, thing. Same. Yeah.
And our Easter basket, it always had those little single serving boxes of Fruit Loops or Lucky Charms or something like that.
I do love those.
And so that's like, that was our big treat on Easter, is we could have these really sugary cereals.
We would get those camping.
Ah.
Because my dad showed us how to make them into a cereal bowl.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My grandma Beattie had the individual boxes. Mm. So when we went up, we would get the individual boxes there.
That's really nice.
That was great.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Who wants some trivia?
Oh, I would like love some trivia.
All right. We're going to throw some history at you all. Some of you may know about this already, and some of you may not, as these things are wont to go. So if you already know, don't spoil it for the rest of them. But who amongst you has heard of King Juba of Numidia?
I don't think I have.
This sounds like a thing I've heard Numidia. About. But like once, maybe 20 years ago or
spelled
something.
Spelled with a P?
Like.
Numidia?
Spelled
with a P. Like pneumatic or something like that.
No, with an N.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. No silent P at the
beginning. No.
N-E-W.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Numidia.
Numidia.
N-U-M-I-D-I-A. Numidia.
Okay. One word?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Huh.
Okay. Anyway, clearly the answer is no.
Yeah.
Well, this is really strange because... everybody has heard of his half-brother, Octavius.
Oh. Okay.
Nope.
Yeah. Caesar.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So, Julius Caesar had an adopted son, Octavian, who became... Augustus.
Yeah.
Do you know Caesar?
Caesar Augustus, yeah.
Not many people know that Julius Caesar also had this other adopted son, Juba, who was the son of the king of Numidia, and who went on to become Juba the II of Numidia. And he was there. He was with Octavian when Octavian went off to fight Mark Antony. He was at the Battle of Actium at Octavian's side as one of his generals fighting off Cleopatra and Mark Antony.
He crossed the Jubicon?
And nobody cares.
That is incredibly wild.
Is it because he wasn't crazy?
It's because he's black, probably. It's baffling to me because everybody knows. Like, you've got, you know, Julius Caesar. He crosses the Rubicon. The Ides of March. Brutus. Goes off and does all this.
This has turned into a Robin Williams stand-up.
Yeah, I love it. Keep going.
But it's, you know, it's Mark Antony and Cleopatra and they fight. And fucking Juba is there.
Yeah.
In the midst of all of it. And nobody has fucking heard of him.
That is wild.
Isn't it, though? It's like erasure of the highest sort.
Sure.
Probably because of Shakespeare. Because Shakespeare didn't put him in.
Shakespeare didn't talk about him.
And that's what most people know, why most people know about Caesar at all, is because of this. But anyway, so, King Juba I, all right?
Okay.
He is fighting against the Romans. He's fighting against Julius Caesar.
Take that, Julius.
Right? Sure. And they lose.
It's like sibling rivalry to a whole other level.
So here's this thing. Is King Juba I and he and another Roman general had basically a suicide pact.
Oh.
Okay. If they were going to, if they were getting their ass handed to them and they were going to be, you know, killed or imprisoned by Rome, mm-hmm. they were like, in order to die honorably, we will fight a duel.
Oh.
Yeah. No, they're on the same side. They're fighting against Caesar together.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, we're about to die, so let's fight each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll kill each other. And then our honor will be intact.
How very Klingon.
Yes.
So, they have this duel. One of them kills the other.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other one tries to fall on their sword and fails, and a slave has to kill them.
Oh, no.
Ah.
It's kind of this bizarre, like, again, fascinating story. Nobody's ever fucking heard of it. So, Juba's son,
mm-hmm.
Juba II, is taken to Rome in this triumphal procession, Julius Caesar,
mm-hmm.
and is basically, he's raised in Caesar's household. He's basically his adopted son.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's raised next to Octavian for all intents and purposes. Like, they become brothers. And then the whole, you know, Julius Caesar's killed and Mark Antony runs off and Cleopatra and they have kids and mm-hmm. Octavian's like, that's not happening because Octavian, or they find out that Mark Antony wants to be buried with Cleopatra in Alexandria instead of in Rome, which is a big betrayal to the Roman people. So they're like, war!
Yeah, okay.
It's this whole thing. There was also the, like, gifting Roman lands to Cleopatra that had people upset in the first place.
Yeah.
But wanting to be buried in Alexandria instead of Rome was like the straw that broke the camel's back. When they find that out, they're fucking... Mm. And so they go...
Most of them hadn't even seen a camel.
Yeah.
Well, so, Cleopatra had.
Well, yeah.
So we have...
Presumably Mark.
So we have Octavian,
mm-hmm.
Augustus, in Rome,
mm-hmm.
and we have Mark Antony and Cleopatra in Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to have their final battle together against each other. Where? In Greece.
Sure.
Because, sure, why not? No, this is the famous Battle of Actium.
Mm-hmm. You
might have heard of it.
I have heard of that one, yeah.
Yeah. Again, Juba's there. Juba's one of the generals. Juba's fighting at Actium. He's part of this whole fucking thing. He then, like, this whole happens. Octavian's, he's the guy in charge now. Mm-hmm. Cleopatra and Antony are dead. And he's like, Juba, my brother, you did a great job. Thanks so much. Here's Numidia for you to rule. It's still Roman.
Yeah.
It's Roman. Man.
Sure.
But you get to be the king of the Roman vassal state. And he becomes Juba II. Like,
King of Numidia.
He inherited Numidia from his dad by way of Octavian.
Sure, yeah.
It's this weird, bizarre, like, thing. Yeah. And then he marries the daughter of Mark Antony and Cleopatra.
Huh.
Nice.
Yeah. her name is Cleopatra. Cleopatra Selene is the daughter of Mark Antony and Cleopatra.
Huh.
She marries Juba II of Numidia, and they rule as the king and queen of Numidia. And apparently, like, she did a great job as queen because they had, like, a lot of social reform and stuff like that happened under their rulership. And she eventually dies, and he marries another woman, and, you know, for another whatever. But when he dies, he's buried with her. With Cleopatra Selene.
Oh.
Okay.
And, like, Numidia stretched from, like, basically what is today, like, Morocco all the way to Egypt. Like, that whole North Africa you know, stretch. Mm. Like, a lot of that is Numidia.
Holy cow.
Not all of it, obviously, but, like, a big chunk of North Africa is Numidia, because at this point it's just coastline. But it's still, like, that's Numidia. And that was King Juba, the fucking son of Julius Caesar that everybody forgot. So, yeah, that's King Juba.
That's crazy.
Read about this guy, because it's really fucking, like, how have we not known about this guy?
Uh-huh. It is a little bit comforting to know that even uncelebrated information is still held somewhere, waiting.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a little baby.
Huh.
Little baby information's. It's being held.
Aw.
I'm taking care of them.
Yeah. Thank you, Salsa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the story of Juba and Numidia. Read about it. It's really fucking cool.
I'm trying to think if I know any, like, just random fun history thing. You know what? Like, oh, there's just... Nope. I got nothing.
Huh.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Great.
Thought through it.
Awesome.
The thing is that I know that I do somewhere in the back of my head, but none of it's coming forward.
Yeah, it's the dance monkey thing of just like, I know so many things. Like what?
In France, around the time of Marie Antoinette, did they shit on the floor?
In the corners, but no, in chamber pots, but yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But yes, you didn't leave to go... do that. You just ducked behind a curtain in the corner and shat in a chamber pot. Yep. Usually a chamber pot if one was available. Sometimes there wasn't one.
Yeah.
Huh. That makes all of those, like, all of those period dramas of, you know, with the giant hanging cloths and woven tapestries and things like that very different if you just imagine that someone's behind it shitting.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't leave the king and queen unattended.
Right. Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
So and leaving was, you know, disrespectful. You're a lady in waiting or a lord in waiting or something like that. You can't just leave. No, you have to be at their beck and call every second.
Yeah.
And if that means shitting in a corner, then by God you shat in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully there was a chamber
pot. I like that
there.
Leaving is disrespectful, but shitting on the floor isn't.
Well, because someone's going to take
French
care
court.
Of it. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, and that's the problem is, yes, somebody is going to take care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody smelled back then, so like...
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, with their noses. Sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
No, Jenna.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm not angry.
I'm just...
I'm not angry, Jenna.
No.
Okay, I'm a little bit angry, but but also
he's shitting in the corner.
No, I'm pretty sure he's disappointed.
I'm just James appointed.
Did you appoint Salsa
for something? Yeah.
Oh God, ah, that feels weird.
Mm-hmm. I mean, someone's got to do it.
Nah, they don't.
Somebody had to clean the French floors.
Oh God. Yes.
I just love that everybody's just sitting here thinking about shitting on floors. At the fucking Louvre.
I'm thinking about somebody like maneuvering one of those huge dresses over top.
Yeah.
Like a UFO stealing a cow, but it's leaving one behind.
Yeah.
Instead,
ladies did not actually have underwear.
Yeah,
for the longest.
You just squatted.
I think you taught me that.
That seems likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, they. I think it wasn't until like the 1880s that they started to have. I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically like crotchless knickers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then, it wasn't until, like, I want to say the 1920s that they got, like, actual...
Like, breeches.
Underwear. Yeah.
Cover the...
Yeah.
The areas.
And not until the 1940s that they got something that looks like what we wear now.
Sure.
Well, like, my kids were asking me why pants was plural.
Oh, yeah, and it's like they were separate.
Because they didn't used to join together in the middle.
Yeah.
They were just leg coverings.
Yeah, like a pair of scissors.
They were like long socks, basically. Yeah. That
comes from the...
attached to your belt.
Is it the Roman, the Latin... sizes, something like that, from which we also get incisor and incision.
You're still stuck on scissors, aren't you?
What are you talking about scissoring for? It's because Jenna said crotchless panties.
Audio podcast, James. They can't hear that. They can't hear that.
They can hear. It's because Jenna was talking about crotchless panties.
Uh-huh. Okay, well. I could tell you a lot about the history of menstruation.
Okay, uh-huh. Moving on.
Yeah, I was like, yep. It's just kind of gross, actually. So, uh-huh. Uh-huh. I mean, if they didn't wear underwear, what do you think happened?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did the wings have to attach to them instead of the on their liners? Is that
wow?
Is that how that?
That's it. No, the wings were still attached to the duck.
From which we get the phrase "take a gander at this."
Okay. I'm just, you know what? No. No.
But the next time you see an ads and they're like, with wings, you're going to be like, oh, fuck.
Red Bull gives you wings.
No. No.
All right, let's have a topic. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. If you could drive any car, what would it be?
Okay.
That's the whole prompt.
I love my Honda mm-hmm. Pilot.
But if you could drive any car.
All right, so I don't know a lot about cars. Okay. So I'm not going to be able to be exceptionally specific.
Wienermobile.
Sure. Oh, well.
Didn't we? We talked about that last week,
yes,
right?
I think we did.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
a good choice.
Why I said it.
It is a good choice.
Yeah. Does the horn play the Oscar Mayer theme?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be so good?
Anyway, Jay.
Okay. But I would want to drive an overlanding car, that one of those cars that you can't actually tip over. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, basically, there's a cage around it. So, like, even if you...
Oh, it rolls.
Yeah,
it okay. rolls. And then
it's a Weeble car?
Basically, yeah.
It's like a turtle if they were good at getting off their backs.
Yeah. So, like, if you...
Mine's better.
I actually agree with Salsa.
Yeah.
That felt gross. Anyway. So, like, if you land on your side, it's all rolly, and then it just rolls you back on your...
Mm-hmm.
I want to drive one of those.
I'm not familiar with these, and I really need to find them.
Yeah,
I think it's like a... like that.
Yeah, I think it's like a car in a cage, like a cage something or other.
Interesting.
But, yeah. No, they do make them. I think they're more like... sand buggy related type things.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But yeah, I want to drive one of those because I like the idea of being able to do random stupid shit and still have the vehicle land on its feet eventually. Mm-hmm. Like,
sure.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
I mean, when I was in Hawaii, I drove a rented camper van, and it was one of those VW.
Oh, sure.
Westfalia pop up. Vanagon's that converts to a little camper.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I loved the shit out of that thing.
I bet you did.
It was so good. I would be glad to have one of those again, but there...
I think there was somebody at Fest a couple years ago who had one of those.
I think so, too.
That's so nice. I drive past one over in my neighborhood.
Mm.
They have one at one of the dealerships, and... every time I see it, I'm so tempted to ask about it because it's got the pop-up. And
How much?
There's even a gear rack on the top and everything. Like, it's, oh, my God. But
you got to get your gear down first. Otherwise, oh, it's getting further away.
it's happening again. Bob, come look. It's happening again. So, yeah, the Michigan J Frog of cars. But the, yeah, it was really nice to drive. But there is a smaller, and this will shock you, there is a smaller van that you can convert into a sleeper. And it's the Delica, which is like if a K truck had a van body on it instead of just the little two-person cab.
Okay.
Functionally, mm-hmm. They're very cool, and people do use them for overlanding, and I love it. I love the idea of doing that, and then camping in this very, very tiny little van and having a little stove in there, and you know, a tiny TV and.
Sure.
Stuff. it makes me. It's joyful. I would do that. That really appeals to me. But I also have always wanted like an MGB or a teeny tiny convertible.
I'm not surprised by this at all.
Yeah. None of this. Yeah, yeah. You take a car and make it smaller.
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted to drive a Matchbox?
I mean, I did have a huge collection of Matchbox cars.
I'm honestly surprised you don't drive like a smart car or something like that. Have you seen the single seater like smart cars?
I have.
They're like even fucking smaller.
Yeah. I really like those. Is it the Citroen? I'm trying to remember the name of the ones that look like the back half of a Beetle, and then the front of the car is the door.
One of those, yeah.
And they made a new one, and it kind of sucks. The wheel doesn't go with the door; it stays in place, and so you have to like maneuver the wheel, and that's terrible.
I mean, but, almost like these things aren't meant for. Comfort.
Well, I mean, yeah, but also I really.
I bet I could be comfortable in one.
Yeah,
they would be palatial. They're meant to cost.
You could reach the pedals, Jenna.
They're meant to cost $2,000 and used.
Yeah.
A gallon of gas that you have to refill every 15 miles.
It is basically on a motorcycle engine. Yeah, but There are so many cars that I would love to have. Harold's car from Harold and Maude, which is a Jaguar E-Type with a hearse top that's been cut off of the hearse and then welded onto the E-Type body. It looked so fucking good. It looked so good. I would absolutely love that.
I do have in my brain, and I can't remember if we've talked about this before, but I would love to do a conversion van, but with an ambulance.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little bit wider. It's very sturdy. Already has a bunch of electrical wired throughout it. Like, that's, I think that would be fun.
Yeah. I mean, that feels like it would be a good... by the way, the name of the car I was talking about is the Isetta.
Ah, okay.
I've got
a
picture that I'll share in chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
That
looks like the little rent-a-car things that I used to... Car2Go. That's what it was.
Yeah, a little
very
bit.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always felt like I was going to fall over in that thing.
Like in a Reliant Robin.
Jesus Christ. I put the toolbox in the passenger seat.
Yeah. My gut instinct was like supercar, obviously, like a Bugatti or something like that. Yeah. But like, honestly, what I would love to drive would be like either a rally car or like a dune buggy. Just one of those cars that you can just get in the middle of an open beach or, you know, open area with nothing to hit and just fucking go crazy. Like, that's what I would want to do. No. Just go fast and crazy and jumping over sand dunes and whipping shitties and stuff like that. That sounds like a lot of fun to me.
One of my favorite videos from Top Gear was the Ariel Atom, which is an incredibly... If you took an F1 car and you made it like half the length and half the width...
The name sounds familiar, but...
It is teeny tiny. It is so light. It is powered by a...
Yes, I remember it now.
Like a supercharged motorcycle engine, like a Honda, something. You throw it around a corner and it sticks.
Yep.
It does not go anywhere. It just sticks to the inside, to the apex of the turn.
Yep.
Every time. That's very appealing. Mm-hmm. It looked extremely fast and... like really good.
Mm-hmm. I just thought of something else. Is though the three wheel like motorcycles?
Oh yeah,
that look like a cross between a motorcycle and a dune buggy or like a Humvee.
Sure, you're talking about like a slingshot.
Yeah. Just hopping on one of those and just cruising around.
Those look nice. Yeah,
I think it looks especially like it would
the
be ones fun.
Where you can like the wheels lean a little bit, so you still get that motorcycle style cornering.
Yeah,
but you get car stability and a little bit more maybe safety. Maybe maybe. Question mark.
I think it would be fun to spend a day.
Sure.
Cruising around on one of those.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dear listeners, let us know. What vehicle would you want to hop into and cruise around for a day?
Batmobile's an option.
How many of you have heard of King Juba of Numidia?
I mean, I have now.
Yeah,
we're screaming at the podcast going, I know. Anyway, does anybody have any shout-outs?
I want to shout-out Fantastic Voyage Improv.
Woo!
They're a delightful group of people that did a delightful thing that I won. I don't know if you knew this, but I won that.
Hmm.
I certainly haven't heard anything.
Uh-huh. Right. But they're also just like really good people.
They
like,
really
aren't
just
they though?
Like them as people.
It's annoyingly so.
They're just decent human
really,
beings.
It does kind of piss me off sometimes. I'm like, God, you're all just nice.
I can't be mad at you.
Right? What the fuck? Anyway, so yeah, shout out to them.
All right, James.
Nice. Shout out to Jenna, actually.
What?
I know.
What did I do this time?
I know. Shout out to Jenna because my child had never seen Blackout Improv. And Jenna was like, this is a thing that must be fixed because
it is.
Blackout Improv is enormously talented and super fun. And
also just the right vibe for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just like silly and but smart. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, "Hey, your auntie's going to take you out to see a show and get tacos and all of that stuff." And as she described earlier this very episode, and I really appreciate it. Mm. Yeah, he's been like glowing,
aww,
very radioactively since then.
Yeah,
like that, except not shitty.
Hmm. But,
I am going to
Jesus
not
Christ
you.
Oh, okay.
Just Imagine Dragons.
Oh.
I'm doing it right now. Hey, a dragon.
I'm going to give my shout out to Gainful Employment.
Oh, buddy.
You don't know what you got till it's gone.
What a harsh mistress.
Except I like having a harsh mistress, and this is not that. Let me be clear. I don't like having to be employed. But boy, howdy, do I need to be employed.
But boy, howdy, a capitalist hellscape.
Yeah. Because, again, health insurance.
So, anyway.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do not currently.
I do. It is not quite April, but third Sunday.
I was about
Sunday,
to say, is it taking place in like 3 months from now?
No, it's taking place in like 3 weeks from now. In April.
Close.
The Vilification Tennis Amateur Show is almost always completely sold out to the point where you have people standing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it is always an amazing time. And not only could these people who are trying out for this show by doing it live in front of your very eyes, not only do they need your support and laughter, but they deserve it. They've worked super hard mm-hmm. for this, and you're going to want to see it because they are enormously talented, each and every one of them. I know several of them personally even before this, and some of the nicest people I know are trying out for the meanest show I've ever done.
Sure.
And it's going to be great. Yeah. So, I don't want to announce names yet or anything like that, because I don't think it's my job to do that, but
yeah,
if you go to vil10.net, get your tickets, come see a show. Because it's going to be a hell of a thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Nothing for me. So, does anybody else have anything else to say?
Any final thoughts, perhaps?
Oh. Bye-bye, love you, bye-bye, bye.
Yeah, guys, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this show. If anybody wants to send us in a Fast Five and have us
you
play
could.
That game, you can go to aompodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form.
The form.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I
just go.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh shit!
We've got it on tape.